Good morning. Healthcare Technology Management Week is May 17th through the 23rd, and here to tell us about it is Heidi Horn, Vice President of Clinical Engineering Service at SSM Health, Integrated Health Technologies. Good morning, Heidi. How are you doing?
I'm great, Norm. How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. Now, how important is it to service and maintain the medical equipment?
Well, it's extremely important. If you can think about it, in your own home, you have devices, cars, mechanical devices, electrical devices that break all the time. In a healthcare system, we are completely dependent, obviously, on that healthcare technology that helps clinicians and physicians care for the patients. And unfortunately, or fortunately for us, I should say, it does break, and it breaks more frequently than we would like. And so our teams are the ones that go in and make sure that it's working safely, reliably, and when it does break, that we fix it.
Now, how many people make up an HTM team?
Well, it varies. For example, my team, actually, we have 20 hospitals in 4 states maintaining 75,000 devices, and I have approximately 100 people reporting at SSM Health Clinical Engineering Service. However, smaller rural facilities might have 1 or 2, and in some cases, a lot of them will also contract with outside vendors to provide that maintenance. So it varies greatly.
Now, what kind of education do you have to service and maintain the medical equipment?
That's a great question. It also varies. So traditionally, we have hired many of our folks through electrical degrees, for example. Some of them have come up through the military ranks. But more recently, we have actually been looking for degreed people with a biomedical technician degree. And that could be a 2-year degree or, in some cases, a 4-year degree.
If you're thinking about going into that field, are there any colleges that specialize in it?
There are quite a few hospitals, universities and whatnot, but I cannot tell you the names of all of them. Unfortunately, they are not as there's not as many as we would like at this point in time. So there are a few, but I don't have the names of them off the top of my head.
If someone decides that this is what they want to do as a career, what would you suggest their first steps be?
Okay, well, I would definitely, first of all, I would highly recommend it as a career because it is a growing field, and it is a wonderful field to be in because we truly do have purpose. We are caring for patients almost, to the degree I would say that the clinicians themselves are caring for patients. So the first step is really to go to AAMI, which is AAMI.org, which is the organization that is kind of has the industry standard here, and go to that profession or go to that website and look up. They have a number of different resources that you can point you to the right direction, including some of those universities that I wasn't able to name. So there is a proliferation of information on that website, and that would be my first step. And then also, too, there's a number of biomedical associations in most major cities. And you can look that up, biomedical association, find out your local biomedical association, and talk to people who are in the field.
Now, as you mentioned that you're looking to have growth in this field, is that all over the United States, or are there certain areas that are best to be in to get into this field?
It is all over the United States, and it is growing by leaps and bounds. So we are getting to the point, it used to be that we didn't have a hard time finding people, but it is becoming so competitive, quite frankly, it's becoming difficult to find enough people to maintain all the equipment. So we're now, if you think about the growth of healthcare, if you think about really the growth of technology in healthcare, the demand for qualified HTM professionals has just skyrocketed. So it is all over the United States. I think if you go to, again, AAMI.org has a listing of all the some of the jobs out there, and it's a very long list, and it continues to grow. So it is something that we are really encouraging young people to get into because, one, again, it's a profession that has purpose, it has meaning, you're helping to care for people. It's an extremely interesting job. The technology is changing every day, and so you're always learning new things. It's a well-paying job, has great benefits, and obviously there's a lot of growth and potential in the industry as well. So we're really encouraging people to take a look at it. If you're looking at changing jobs or making a career switch, it's also another area that people who are technical in nature and are interested in being in a job that has, again, as you mentioned, purpose, we highly encourage you to look at it.
Where is the best place for someone to go to get more information?
Okay, again, I would, best place is AAMI.org, that's AAMI.org, and that is the first place I would recommend anyone to start at. It has a very good description of what the profession is. Again, mentioned the job listings is also in that website, as well as other links to getting into the profession.
Well, we appreciate you being on with us this morning, and we hope that you'll come back and be on again.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Heidi Horn. And once again, Healthcare Technology Management Week is May 17th through the 23rd. So if you're thinking of a career change or looking to get into a new career, that may be the one for you. It's now time for Car Care Tips.
If you've been hungering for information about your car...